And then there's that guy. That guy with clipboard, in street clothes, not wearing any sort of protective clothing. Is this concerning, Elizabeth? I think to the untrained eye, the optics of it are concerning when you see four people taking great caution in taking care of a patient who is in the yellow hazmat suit.
Right, so optics are not always right. We've reached out to Phoenix Air, the folks who were doing the transport. We haven't gotten a hold of them, but they did speak to ABC News, and they had a very reasonable explanation, which is that the guys in the suits have limited visibility, and so you want someone out there to give them verbal directions, not touch them, but to say, you know, move here or go here or do this. So he's a supervisor, according to ABC, and you can see that he's keeping his distance. So I know it might look a little bit funny, but he is, you know, at that distance, he's not going to, you know, he's not right near her. He's not in contact with her bodily fluids. I'm pleased to say that Clipboard Guy now has his own Twitter handle. So if anyone wants to tweet to him, you can do
it.
He
might be feeling a little,
Look, you know, we got to remember the science here. And I think that gets lost in a lot of this,
sure.
Elizabeth. I mean, doctors are in Africa all the time treating people. If you're more than 3 feet away, the science says that you will be okay. And Clipboard Guy didn't seem to get within 3 feet there. He seemed to be being careful. I don't think it was perhaps an oversight. He knew what he was doing.